Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, the OSU family continues to recover from the tragic plane crash that took the lives of Kurt Butke, Miranda Serna, and Olin Paula Brandstetter. But Saturday, the Cowgirls took a huge step by returning to action.
Yeah, it was really the very best therapy they could have. It has been a very difficult time, and it will continue to be. But one of the ways I think that you work your way through things like this, not get over them, but at least work your way through them, is to pull together. And we certainly did that as a family, and had the game against Coppin State on Saturday. The girls played great. I appreciated the Coppin State players coming out in the warm-ups with their orange, remember the four T-shirts. It was especially wonderful to see the Butke family there. Shelley Butke and two boys and Sarah were right there rooting for the girls. When the game was over, they all went up, and the girls did, and hugged the family. I actually talked to Shelley there, and I told her how much we appreciated her being there, and she said it's just where she ought to have been, and she knew that Kirk was there as well. So they're doing everything they can do to help us, and we need to do everything we can to help them.
And in a lot of ways, Burns, this has seemed like an extremely long semester. In other ways, a very brief semester, and it's rapidly coming to a close.
It's hard to believe that this started in August, and that already we're almost to finals week, which is December 12th, the week of December 12th. You remember how much fun those were, I'm sure. And then we're going to follow that by our commencement ceremonies, which will be on December 16th and 17th. And I'm especially pleased that Don Humphreys is going to provide our commencement message. We try to, especially in December, to bring in alums that can tell our graduates their story and hopefully inspire them to achieve. Don Humphreys is a perfect example of that, as a graduate of both Oklahoma State University's Engineering School and Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania, and is now on the management committee and CFO of the largest corporation in the world, ExxonMobil. So Don will be there providing our commencement address, and I know we will really learn a lot there.
But before all of that happens, there's a little thing called Bedlam, which happens Saturday at Boone Pickens Stadium. And, wow, what a game it'll be. They're actually forecasting some rain.
Oh really? What day is that? I forgot when that is. There's been about as much buildup to this as you could possibly have, especially given the fact that it's not a championship game with Big 12 this year. They have essentially made this the de facto championship game. And you're right, it'll be a tremendous stage for Oklahoma State University and for the University of Oklahoma nationwide, a great stage for our state. They tell me the weather could be a little bit challenging on Saturday night, but hopefully it will hold. And it's senior night, Kelly, and we'll honor our seniors who have helped transform our program, and anticipating that Justin Blackman, our wonderful receiver, will go ahead and declare for the NFL after his junior year. We'll honor Justin as well. I hope he changes his mind, but just in case, we want to be sure he has a chance to walk with his family.
And I guess the takeaway is bundle up, bring your rain gear, and bring your loud voice.
Exactly, because this little for Oklahoma State University is a chance. It's not a real strong chance, I suppose, but a chance to play in the national championship game. At the very least, it'll be the first sole conference championship that Oklahoma State has ever had in the Big 12 or the Big 8. So it's a very big night for Oklahoma State, and I trust they'll play well.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.